With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham got many bills on her agenda passed during the legislative session that ended a couple of weeks ago, but there was some unfinished business for progressives whose issues failed. One of those was legalization of cannabis for recreational use. But Lujan Grisham already has plans for next year's session.
Let's put it on the call in the next 30-day session. Let's just do that. I'm going to put it on the call. We're going to make that a priority, and we're going to work during the interim with all parties involved to see if we can't get to a place that everyone feels good about. Protecting medical cannabis, dealing with the public safety issues, dealing with the workplace safety issues, dealing with underage use, and making sure that we are protecting our kids and youth in this state.
Another issue not dealt with in this year's session, shoring up public employee pension funds that are in financial trouble long term. The two funds for educators and for city, county, and state workers have been paying out more than they're taking in. The governor pledged to tackle the shortfall in 2020.
That's going to require a heavy lift, no question. The longer we wait to deal with it, and I want to be careful. We were talking about pensions during the session. And in developing the budget and identifying where some of those issues are and identifying, look, I led with a 25% for reserves. We're trying to get all of those things addressed. Because if you don't have a comprehensive, robust, right effort, then you bet you cause sometimes more problems than you saw. We want to deal with all of it.
Returns on investments that supplement both pension funds have fallen short of goals over the last few years, just as more people retired and some of those positions remained vacant. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.